Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
Hey, everybody! We're back at a weird time. Apologies to people who get confused easily. But tonight, we are coming to you on Tuesday night because tomorrow I fly to Jacksonville, Florida for stuff that we can get into later. But also, we have three guests tonight who I think are able to be with us tonight because we did it at nighttime instead of the regular afternoon slot. So I'm excited about that. Yeah. Please give a big, warm 8-person welcome to Ilana Glazer, Abby
Jacobson.
I knew I'd screw that up. I've been saying it all day long. And Reggie something? Reggie Watts. Yeah.
Close.
Oh, that's all I thought about all day today was Abby Richardson.
Robertson. Someone's son. Right?
Albertson. Robinson.
I was just talking about Robinson.
You were? Why?
You were?
There was this, like, cute boy, and I was like, he's such a, like, young boy. I would feel like Mrs. Robinson if I ever hooked up with him. Not a young boy. That sounded so bad. I mean, like, he's, like, 22.
No, but he feels like a bois.
Yeah. You know?
All right.
Yeah.
You guys know what I mean, right?
No, I
well,
do.
Well, Abby and Ilana are the stars of the new Comedy Central program, Broad City, that I enjoy the hell out of.
Thanks.
It's so much fun. I really do love it.
Great.
Reggie loves it.
I love it.
I love it.
I have to say I really do love it.
Now you girls can return the compliment if you want to. No pressure. Reggie is the star of Comedy Bang Bang.
We love Comedy Bang Bang.
We love Comedy Bang Bang.
What?
Yeah.
Comedy Bang Bang starring Reggie Watts with Scott Aukerman.
Yep.
It's the billing that I'm looking to see.
I thought that's what it was.
I think he's the breakout star of the show.
Yeah.
For years, I thought Paul Schaefer was funnier than Letterman. And it's finally coming true.
Wow. Awesome.
But, that's a super fun show. And that's why you're in town is to shoot more of those.
Season 3.
Yeah. And yeah. So you just, you're normally in New York.
And
Abby and Ilana are normally in New York, and that's where you did Broad City. But you are in town doing promotional stuff.
Yeah, it is so cool to be here.
It's killing it on, which more fun, doing this or At Midnight?
This.
I saw you on there last night, the two of you. Unfortunately, you were in the red shame. But Abby, your joke was funnier than Hannibal's.
Everybody said that. It was funnier. But Hannibal was going to win from before.
He was
going to
win.
I don't like those ones on that final thing when somebody the joke is how long the answer is. I don't think that's ever.
Oh my God, that only works
like once, right? Yours was tight. Specifically, use the word tight.
Yeah.
And hilarious.
It was about buttholes.
Yeah.
And it was so good.
It was supposed to be said like that was tight.
Yeah.
And it was red.
It was red like Chris Hardwick Reese's. He turned tight real white.
He did.
As he is wont to do. So this episode that we're shooting at night and that we're live streaming at night and at least 900 people are watching at this point will rerun tomorrow at 4:15 at the proper time.
From
this point forward, we're going to pretend it's the afternoon. Oh, you guys, it's almost 4:19.
Oh, can't wait.
So when it's 4:19, what are we going to smoke? What are your preferences as a group and as individuals? Reggie is... Oh, here we go. 1 minute. Reggie is edibles man.
I, in the realm of smokishness, I definitely go with vaporization. I can go there. That's like my line.
Reggie, you're so smart.
I was screaming we need more lighters, but I just realized that we don't need a lighter for this crazy contraption.
What is this?
This is from the folks that make the volcano. Yeah, whoa, didn't mean really? To point it at you. I'm
that's
sorry.
That's a
chills.
German company.
It's
made by Germans.
Yeah, yeah.
Storrs
and Bickel.
That is scary.
And this
like
is this
drill.
Crazy. Yeah, it's very Black and Decker, and it's. But it's a vaporizer that you
piece.
Yeah you suck out of here, and it goes through that crazy thing. Like it's like. Kind of finally bringing the child's crazy straw to marijuana smoking.
Finally.
You know, and so everybody can give this a whirl.
I would say I'd rather smoke. Because
I would, me too.
Because really? Vape, you're scared
I'm
of vapor?
Say, no, I love it, but it's such a subtle onset that I'm like, I want to know what I'm doing here.
It sneaks up
yeah,
on you.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
say, I'm looking at you, got you three.
We're
I'm
going to
call myself out. You're all beautiful.
Thank you.
I'm
going to
call myself out. I'm probably going to be the lightweight of the crew.
You think?
But I
what a
I would like
baby.
Join. I like join.
Yes.
Is that a possibility?
Well, are you a joint roller?
I'm not anymore.
No,
you know how to roll one?
Okay.
Here we go. You can, here's
Alana,
some.
Can I make you roll one?
Here's some you can roll it with. Here's
this is like the greatest cooking show ever.
We should have put the contraption right in front of you, or not contraption, but the our little rolling table. So maybe Reggie will take the first crack at the vaporizer.
Yeah, I'll take a crack at it.
You think it's ready to go, or do we have to do something to it?
Is it
you have
been,
to press the button?
Oh, wait a minute.
Is it,
the power's now
there
on.
You go.
The power's
all right.
On now.
So it's 420, so we should all be doing something.
Okay.
I love that it goes up to
there's
420 degrees. Did you see that shit?
Yeah, it does.
420
oh, that's
degrees.
Funny. That is
a
you really only need it to crack into the green.
The green. No, because red starts to burn it up.
This is such a, like, chode.
What's this guy?
That's cute, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of... This guy, when it gets down to a roach, you can put it in his mouth and then...
Oh, I love that.
Oh, my God.
So it's safe and cute.
Papa Roach?
Yeah, that is like a Papa Roach.
I wish it looked like a father.
Super adorable. I think we missed our window, but
so
close enough.
Funny. Merch. Comedy Bang Bang merch, bitch.
I know. Father Roach. And that would be the name of it. It would be Father Roach, so he wouldn't have copyright infringement.
Reggie, that is so funny. And what is that shit? 5 cents?
It's,
give me a break.
Yeah.
You'd make... And $2 charge? Make crazy profit.
I know. Nell Carter. What?
She didn't smoke weed.
No,
she
you said give me
try that thing.
Do you remember when we discovered that?
What?
Do you know this about Nell Carter?
No.
Oh, finally.
Elliot, Alana's brother, told us that she used to rub cocaine.
Wait, I'm sorry. Bobby Moynihan told us.
And Bobby
Elliot
Moynihan
was
told us.
Exploding. My brother loves Nell Carter. And we had like home video of him being like, give me a break at like 4, like singing it beautifully. And Bobby Moynihan used to coach our improv team. And he told us that Nell Carter burned her like clit off from coke.
Burned her clit off?
Not burnt, but like...
So
like,
sorry.
Like just burnt
too
it
much.
Out?
Yeah.
Like, do you know
I
some people can
thing,
sometimes
or like you put
burn
it in,
this
like,
away
under,
sure. And you get one giant nostril?
But she was snorting it all with her vagina?
She was...
Well, yeah.
That's like, a thing?
Well, it's like in the way that, like, you know, you put something...
We're really putting bad vibes out there with
who knows?
Her. But
who knows? That's
we
right.
love her, and that's why we were so...
That's, moved
that's,
by
we
the
were
news.
Moved. I mean, I was.
Should we bleep her name in the replay
yeah.
so that only lip readers will have the joy of knowing that Nell Carter blew out her vagina with cocaine?
Good call. And like bleep.
I mean, I don't think it's that shocking because I don't believe that's a thing you can do.
No. Oh, it is though. But
not burn it.
It's like she's got a.
If you can't actually do it, then well, you know, let's say that Nell Carter did it for an example.
The burning, like I don't know, but the application.
Do it, Reggie.
Well, I'm waiting. It's not quite in the green.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's getting there. It's
like
we got 4 degrees left till
green. Good things come to a man who waits for good things.
So true.
Patient person.
Good things comes to anybody.
No, Daniel tonight? What happened to Daniel?
Who's Daniel?
He's the guy in charge.
Oh, Kaleeson?
Yeah, that's the one. You'd think he'd come by to say hello to you.
Well.
You guys are partners.
Yeah, but he's got a tot.
Oh, that's
ooh,
true.
Yeah.
That fucks shit up.
A tater tot.
Yeah, so he's probably out at the movies with the kid watching Lego Movie.
Probably.
Dude, it's the best.
That's
yeah,
what I heard.
I've heard
it's
so good. This is the best movie.
Should
it's
I go stone
so good.
Or should I go straight?
Doesn't matter, but, you know, why not go stone?
You're right.
Let's not be silly.
Cold Stone. Steve Austin.
This movie.
Oh,
I
no.
have to recommend Stoned. But let's,
that's funny.
Let's get into your high history, you guys.
Love it.
And, and she's got Alana's got a joint going. What do you need?
You want a
bobby
pin?
Pin?
We could probably get a bobby pin.
Can we get a Moynihan pin, please?
You're a fucking wordsmith, dude.
You really are.
I'm like, that's like what his brand is.
Yeah.
This is what this is the thing.
Oh, it's in the green. Here we go. Oh, this is going to be good. doesn't feel like anything's happening.
And then that happens.
So smooth.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's real smooth going in.
So,
coming out, you have to.
Thanks.
That's when the reckoning happens.
VPN.
Alana just bought me a vaporizer for my birthday.
Oh my God, what kind?
PAX.
Because she uses
really
it, and
that's
I really
a,
love
that's
it.
A designed one.
That was a like really nice gift, right?
You yeah. changes colors. You have three different settings.
Oh my God,
the
design is yeah. so yeah. Item. Impressive.
Yeah. It's like if Apple it's designed.
Somebody just said
really
that a weird iPod. Somebody
it's
just
almost
said
like
that
Apple like remote.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or like the Apple TV, but like a little thicker.
Oh, that would be cool because it clicks in. You could do that in a movie. Like someone takes a hit and then they like click it in, and a building blows up. Right? No?
Yeah, 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 yeah. It's like two wires cross. Somebody goes and does that. Yeah. You run away from the building, you watch it, and then you click the PAX like, by boom.
You got
like,
a really
this just
fan
flew
out.
In because this is, you know, this is TV magic.
What?
That is so funny.
Look, it's the
you
Microsoft
should have like a string that comes down and brings something.
Oh, shit. That is like.
So this is a fun piece that I have. I'm introducing on
that's
the show
incredible.
Tonight for the first time. It's
that's
called.
Beautiful.
It's from Chameleon Glass out of the Phoenix, Arizona area,
wow.
Scottsdale, maybe.
Hooked on Phoenix.
And and it's got all these chambers for fun. Let's see if I can do this without looking stupid.
I don't think that's possible.
Wow.
Look at that.
Holy
it's got a swirl
shit.
To it. Is that first time
use? In
fact, use?
You look really cool.
First time use. It's really beautiful. I wish you could put like
Jesus.
Colored smoke in it.
Wow.
I couldn't do it all though.
Jesus.
You couldn't get all of it.
You're incredible.
Tried to show off.
No, you definitely didn't get all of it.
I'm like already so fucking blazed. I'm like, I gotta sit back and chill.
Yeah, take it
Wait,
easy.
You know, I should have brought you this book. My brother published this book all about pipes a couple years ago.
Is it called All About Pipes?
He should have called
just
it All About
thinking
Pipes.
That.
Oh,
okay.
What's it called?
What was it called?
All About Pipes.
Smoked. Smoked One and Smoked Two, and it's all about the glass culture in Philly.
Yeah, I want to do this thing.
Yeah, it's pretty.
But
nice.
That one is like reminded me of it.
I don't know if you need right to on. Squeeze that or not because I was getting hits.
I think you're supposed
I love
to
this.
It. Oh, you
sure.
tried without squeezing?
Yeah. Oh my God, it's like presidential. You're the president of weed.
Yeah, totally.
He's like, this is his like oath or whatever.
Yeah, that's what you got to. You got if you use this device and it doesn't reject you, you are officially president.
I like to get in a room in a circle with like five or six people. Yeah. Each have one of these. They have a Mexican standoff.
Oh my God! You
does
first,
it come?
No, you
it should come with you different direct. Attachments for the like swizzle.
Why?
Because it looks like a drill. Come in like a drill case
oh,
with little
that'd
bits,
be, that's
right?
Good.
That's cool.
And you're like,
that's
ooh,
good.
I want like a, I don't know.
That's there's
cool.
a lot they can do with this, starting
team.
With,
yeah.
they could start with this thing by not having to plug it in. That's
yeah,
kind of
yeah.
a weird,
oh my God, look at this. Yeah.
It feels so portable.
It yeah. should be.
Can you imagine having a gun that you have to, but I got to plug it in.
Wow.
I have it ready to go, but
get ready to die.
In.
But hold on a second.
Yeah.
oh
but
my
those hits were so good. My eyes are watering.
Holy
I'm really.
That was amazing.
Really
the smoke
good.
Came out of your eyes in
yeah.
water.
Yeah. Is it really?
In the form of water.
It's like
yeah.
in your ears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It turns. What happens is it turns into rain.
Wow! You're a whole ecosystem.
Yeah, the smoke goes in me, and all the, everything that's a little damp just goes crazy.
That's
just really floods.
Doug, do you wake
really
up
sweet.
And blaze from the moment you wake up till the moment you go to sleep?
It depends on whether or not you know a car service is involved that day. Like living
very
in Los Angeles, if I have errands to run, sometimes I'll wait and do that after I've driven around town.
That makes sense. Good call.
Makes sense.
Yeah, you know. And like this show, everybody gets a ride to and from the facility just to keep it safe and sound.
That's smart and cool.
Yeah, yeah. Capital cities.
Well.
Nobody knows what that means.
What?
They have a song called Safe and Sound.
Oh,
okay. Are you talking about the Swedish
popular.
Pop group?
I don't think they're Swedish.
No. Wait a minute. Safe and Sound, they're a California
Capital
band.
Cities.
I did a weird gig with those guys. They played that song. And they were playing covers all night. So I thought they were a cover band that then were like, well, we'll play one of our originals.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
It was like a corporate event. And it's like, yeah, they're kind of cool. And then I was like, oh, no, they're bands. Like, they make songs and have albums and stuff like that. They're not just a cover band.
They have a crazy video where they dance around in all different time periods, and there's costumes and ghosts.
Okay, I'm there. Yeah. If it has ghosts, I'm there.
Yeah, it's got ghosts. Pretty sure. TV's a little fuzzy.
Right now?
Might have just been. No, mine.
Oh.
Might not have been ghosts.
Okay.
That's one of the fun things about people in a circle smoking is the...
circle smoking.
Not getting each other's jokes. Not getting
it
the comedy
funny,
that's
though.
Happening.
Yeah. It's its own comedy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
It is. That's why we turn a camera on it. Because at any given moment, they're laughing at us or with us.
Yeah, that's right.
And it doesn't matter which one it is.
No.
Yeah.
Non-pot smokers watch this program.
That's
just
cool.
Just laugh.
Aww,
about how cool they are and how together they have it.
They
you
don't
ever just see
together.
Me coughing and tearing up for no reason. Not unless I'm watching
Hogan's Heroes.
No. Good guess. No. I was going to try to say something that was a little sadder.
Okay, but that's kind of sad.
It had poignant moments.
Kind of sad. I mean,
that's a real poignant moment.
Well, yeah, it did.
You
it,
know.
Yeah. Well, you know, that one guy, he
Germans
always knew nothing.
Germans have problems, too. Yeah, exactly. That guy was always put on the spot.
Always.
Didn't know anything.
No. Sweetheart, though.
They still looked at him like he needed to know something.
Yeah. Still a Nazi, though. But a sweetheart.
How weird would it be to be, like, when you were talking about Germans just now, I was thinking about, like, being a German youth, and your, like, grandparents' generation were the fucking Nazis?
I know.
Jesus Christ!
That would
psychos!
Yeah, you would know. It's like, well, I want
sort of
to love
to
them,
shake
but...
off.
Yeah.
Why don't you talk to your parents anymore? Oh, we grew apart. They kind of went the atrocity route.
Yeah,
and I just sort of went, you know, keep to yourself. We got to do your high history, you guys.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
okay.
We're way into the show, and we're already all too high and not doing a show.
Well,
it's a showless program, but let's start with Ilana. When did you start smoking? How'd that get going for you?
I started smoking. The first time I smoked actually was like so unsuccessful. My oldest friend, Daniel, and my friend Andrea and I, like, he brought a bong in his pocket, like a big bong in car with
this
his...
This sort of thing or something?
Yeah. Even maybe a little bigger than that.
Bigger, but
stupid,
in his
like,
pocket.
He was wearing, like, cargo pants.
That's impressive. It was the early 90s, right? No, it was the late
90s. 91.
Okay. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
Huge pants.
Is that a small bong in your pocket?
Yeah.
Or...
Makes sense.
Oh, whatever.
And
it's
you just hit it wrong or whatever? Just didn't
We
do
like
it right?
didn't even have fire. We were trying to light Hanukkah candles on a stove, a non-electric stove. It was fucking stupid. And like I remembered the end of the story of like 30 seconds ago and I was like, "Ugh, I shouldn't even finish."
Really? You have to finish, it ends that badly?
That was it. That was it. Hanukkah candles, no fire. Stupid. But then my like first boyfriend
for like
college.
Finish the story,
yeah.
Dude.
No, it is finished.
That's why
the first sentence was the last. Yeah.
You guys are like, finish it. I'm like, oof, you're already disappointed.
Then your first college boyfriend got you into it properly. Is that what you were going to say?
Yeah, in like senior year of high school, he was like, we were like so stupid how much we smoked. Like, here we go. Like so athletic about it. It was dumb. Looking back on it, it's like Jesus. But that's it. I used to like freak out, like trip when I would smoke weed. Like just
but then
like
you got over that somehow.
Yeah, I like worked my way through.
You mean like
it.
Oh, you just kept at it. You knew you were gonna like it again
like it
someday.
Bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I knew it could be a tool for calm if I like worked through the.
If you let.
I think it's where you're at.
What?
When you're like. Right?
Totally.
How it, like...
It's, like, amplifying what's there or whatever.
Yeah, I think.
Abby Jacobson couldn't look more chill right now. Are we by a fire? Are we...
Well, my hands
are getting about that?
That's
right?
You need one of those, like,
it is cold in here. Would you keep it cold in here?
I know.
I'm pretty
funny.
Chill overall.
Yeah. I think you are.
Ooh.
You tend to be a little bit more amped up on the program on Broad City.
I do.
Like,
oh
she's probably closer to her actual self.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a little bit more type A.
That's not insulting or something.
No,
really.
Like, face
I
mean,
that's what
like,
I don't know.
But you're right. You're totally right.
Just a little bit more, like, of an anxious, like, insecure
okay,
on
yeah.
the show. Right?
It's fun,
yep.
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Somebody has to freak
that.
Out. Yeah.
It's fun.
Energy.
It's more fun yeah. than, yeah, than not that.
Yeah, it's really, it's great. I love it. And I love Comedy Bang Bang. And I'm going to hit this thing again, but do it right this time.
Okay.
Just
yeah.
for you guys.
Yeah, definitely
I'm
do it right.
I'm going to do this.
Yeah,
so,
do that
for
me, please.
Oh,
let's light the joint,
look at this.
Sure.
Classic.
Allow me.
That is a
fat joint.
You made a fatsy.
Fatsy.
All right, well, we'll light that up, and then we'll be coming back after these messages from our friends at Jazz.
Yeah, that's right. You ready?
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Hello. My name is David Lance, and I'm the president of Google. We own YouTube. Simply put, there are just too many videos on our website. That's why we're going to permanently delete all videos from YouTube and start fresh with Jash. So who is Jash?
Jash. He's a man with an idea. And he wants to light it for you. He'll help make you smart and listen to your feelings.
Hey, we're back! We're enjoying a joint that was rolled by Abby Jacobson right before our eyes. This is happening live tomorrow.
Mm-mm. Doug, did you ever have, nervous, anybody?
I'm actually good for a sec.
Me too.
I better, just in case.
Got to keep it moving in the spacement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's lit, you know, so you got to.
What else are you going to do with it?
Yeah, it's active.
What's your high history, Reggie?
Mean?
Yeah, where'd you start?
I kind of had a similar, well, yeah, high school, Mexican swag weed, Montana, mm-hmm. Great Falls, Montana. I think first time we tried was in my friend's car in front of my house out of a tin can, you know, classic.
Oh, I did that too. It's yeah. so bad for you.
I know. But you just didn't know. I mean, I didn't know. I was like, what's pot?
You need your singing voice.
Well, I mean, back then I was, you know, I wasn't thinking about that. I was like, hey, what does this do? But now I do.
You two, to me right now, seem like the two sides of his conscience on his shoulders. And one of you is reasonable and one of you is trying to get him to do something bad.
Which is which?
I have no idea.
I think they're both interchangeable.
I think I'm the extra.
They're both.
You know.
They even change their own minds.
Yes, of course.
Your conscience is even,
can
go
either
way.
You don't even know which is which.
It's like, I'm bad. I'm good. I'm good. I'm bad. You're saying it the same way. No, that was it. I tried smoking. Didn't work. Second time.
Yeah.
It was at a party. That my friends, like, they happened to get, like, a motel room somehow. And I went there with some friends, and they had, like, this super uber-tall bong, like, probably, like, that tall, like, a four-foot bong. And I smoked out of that because last time didn't work, and I was like, I'm going to smoke a lot. And I smoked a lot. I still didn't feel anything. We had an adjoining room with another bedroom, and it was all dark. And a bunch of friends, I was, like, probably 16, and a bunch of us sat in a circle on this giant bed, holding hands, sharing stories
life
and talking about consciousness. But then,
love it.
There was a point at which
I
wasn't
again.
High. Well, yeah, right.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I wasn't high at first, but then all of a sudden I felt the bed tilting. It felt like some people got onto the other side of the bed and were just slowly lifting the bed. So I thought I was going to fall off, and then this exchange student, Ilse Apestigi from Costa Rica, caught me and was like, don't worry, I have you.
Aww.
And I said,
say his name again.
I heard it.
Oh, sorry.
It was Ilse.
Ilse?
Ilse Apestigi.
Ilse Apestigi.
Yeah. Now she's like an opera
singer. I wonder if she's watching.
Yeah, let me get that up.
She's
there.
Awesome.
She's probably
yeah.
watching.
It's getting really heavy.
okay, yeah, Abby. Thank you.
That was it. Thank you, everyone.
Abby. What about you?
Yield the remainder of my time.
I started smoking when I was like a freshman in high school. I smoked a lot more when I was in high school and college than I do now. like more before I moved to New York, basically. My brother is like 3.5 years older than me, and he used to sell pot. I always had pot. I smoked more than I drank. I've gone down a lot.
Okay.
I used to like follow
Good
fish
answer.
Around.
Good
and
answer.
That kind of lifestyle.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Somebody, I'm skipping ahead on the Twitter questions for the people in the booth, but ZZZZZ-Linsky wanted to ask everybody, have any of you been New York City arrested for smoking, which is a good question. Is that maybe why you cut back a little bit when you moved to New York City is because it's so illegal there and so sketchy sometimes?
I think like my early 20s in New York, I was just much more of like an anxious person trying to figure shit out. I still smoked. I just like wasn't buying as much
but
myself.
That's it's not good for anxious people in New York because of stop and frisk and all that shit.
Yeah,
like, what if you're walking
you're just
down the street black? They might stop you.
That's true. As
for real.
You've been known
I do,
to do.
Yeah.
You've
I do it all the time. I need to
oh
stop
my
doing
God.
That.
You
look different when you're
I should really fucking stop
now
doing
that you're aware of it.
Yeah.
When you were doing it naturally.
You know, is that what this is? That's why you guys brought me in to talk about this. I know.
Yes.
No, I think it was like I lived in Astoria in Queens, and it was you take the subway home, like, by yourself so late at night. And I was just like, this is, like, too I need to, like, have my wits about me.
Yeah, right, you know? right, yeah. You definitely can't relax into it. It seems like everyone smokes there, though.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, it's fine. Everybody's fine.
Yeah, everyone's, like, constantly smoking.
It does.
Oh, yeah.
But I do have a couple friends.
It's so weird.
That have gotten picked up. They've gotten busted for it.
Yeah, yeah. You know? I'm thinking of this time. I was with Sunanda and this boy, Tyler. And
okay, you can use your real name.
we'll yeah, right, it was Claire and Mitchell, right? It's really Claire and Mitchell.
I was with A and B.
Oh.
No. And this boy and these cops, like, pull this guy named Tyler. The cops, like, come up and park and, like, come out. And they just, like, take him away. And we were like, bye, Tyler. We had just finished Chioke's movie, and he was, like, the DP. And we were like,
it was
like
it
the
what?
Party. It was like a little, like, gathering.
Yeah, he was just out smoking.
They're, like, on commission, and they were like, we'll take the boy.
I find cops, like, I'm from the suburbs of Philly, and I found, like, they were worse there than in New York. Like, in New York, I'm actually like, you guys are most of the time doing something.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they're inventing things to do.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you're right.
Much more it's creepy.
Philly, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, Philly's pretty chill, I find.
Maybe. I don't know. The cops in my town were, like, working on commission.
Oh, yeah.
It was, like, end of the month.
Oh,
they needed, like, a quota.
Yeah,
and they were, like, steer clear of, like, driving at night.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Abby got pulled over. Tell about your pullover.
Fucking bullshit.
Bullshit pullover. Here we go. Yeah. play the theme
pullover.
For
bullshit pullover. That's
awesome. Hysterical. What's your
pot
bullshit
quiz, Hobson? Just play that right now.
Nine for bullshit, you can take that.
Bullshit pullover.
Boom. 16.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I was 16, driving home from school. It's like 2:45 p.m. Nice sunny day. I used to wear like headscarves a lot.
Solid fish around if you didn't catch it.
And I was I drove a Wrangler, which was so awesome. And there was a deadhead sticker on the back of the car, which I should never have put on.
Why would
there.
That be on there, yeah.
I like the dead. I love the dead.
You should put one of those fish stickers on there.
I know, but you shouldn't put it on there because they look for those stickers. It's why I got pulled over.
Right, sure.
Get pulled over, and the cop's like, why are you so nervous? And I was like, well, I've never been pulled over before. He was like, oh, I thought it was a deadhead sticker on the back of your car. And I was like, no, sir. No. And then I did have pot in the car. That's why I was freaking out. But, like, so he was technically right. But it was still bullshit. He was like, that's like
cops
discrimination.
Yeah.
Right?
Right, because of how I hear red cars get pulled over more often
really?
For some reason, just because it's more like people are just being showy and driving fast.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. But, that's not fair to be pulled over for that, but it's also, you could also expect it from putting that on.
You should put it like on the inside of your door. Yeah. The stickers, not on the outside.
You should just go with Calvin peeing on something.
Or just that's put true. Like a that's true. Like a cross. That's really maybe.
Yeah, cross American
that's
flag.
That's a genius
the fish.
Thing.
Yeah, put a Christian
no
sticker
one will ever
on there.
Pull you over.
Yeah. Christian power.
That's what I meant by fish earlier when I said it, but maybe you thought I meant the band.
Yeah. Oh. Well, I meant that too. I followed that organization around.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. That's a solid, that's a complete commitment. That's complete.
Everybody's that's down good. With fish.
Yeah.
Abe Vigoda's still alive, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm keeping track now because we had a debate about it on the... we do this live show at Largo where there's me and five guests all smoking out of vaporizer bags for like almost 90 minutes.
Okay.
And with an audience.
Yep.
And as you
that's
can imagine, some people really freaked out. And someone,
you mean the comedians?
Someone brought a dog. Anyway, it was really fun. Most people watching this probably saw it already. So I'm just sitting here describing it.
Was the audience smoking?
But would you do that? Would you be freaked out by doing it in front of an audience of like 250 people?
What? You mean like a live audience smoking pot in front of a live audience?
Yeah, you're on stage smoking and there's a whole audience there, not the eight people we've assembled today.
Oh, yeah, we freaked out.
One from each state that's where medical is legal.
I think it's all right.
We did it.
You do it?
We got nervous.
What? Did you do it?
We did a Broad City. We do Broad City Live once a month, and we did it like
you smoked weed.
Stone sleepover.
Not on the stage.
We smoked like right before we came out because we didn't think we'd be allowed to smoke on stage.
Oh, gotcha.
Right. And yeah, that's the thing. It's always tricky.
We were up against the wall. We kept getting ourselves up against the wall.
We're still on stage. They're watching us say we're still on stage.
And we kept being like, it was so stupid. It was really fun. I think
people had fun. We played Light as a Feather as a board on stage.
Did it work?
Yeah, it always works.
You're like, yeah, it works. It always works. My grandfather invented the technology.
When did you start getting...
We've been through this because for some reason when we all get high, people just ask me the same questions I just asked them.
Hey, how high have you ever been?
How about you, man?
You should say a different answer.
No, I stick to the same answer all the time because if you give a different answer two different times, now the media or bloggers just take everything and they have all this evidence.
Yeah, indiscrepant.
Because nobody's allowed to ever say anything that contradicts something they said another time.
You better think about it. You always want to edit what you're about to say. That's a good feeling.
It's a good way to live.
Yeah, it's a great way to live.
Well, that's where getting high is great because hopefully it makes you relax and not worry about that so much. We like to play like little games and quizzes on this show after people have gotten sufficiently high. Can I take another hit off of the space gun?
Yeah, I might start this shit up.
Yes.
And, you can finish that joint. And that other pipe still needs to be smoked.
I'm going to do Papa Roach.
Oh, I totally forgot. I totally forgot, but yeah, I have to be forgiven because you know what? We're getting really high.
No.
But I forgot to mention the strains that we're smoking.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear about that.
Yeah, today we're mostly getting into some Barry White, which our friends at Leafly describe as indica-dominated. Oh, I'm sorry. This is indica-dominated.
Barry White.
Oh, my God. That's what we've been smoking, you guys.
Wait, is that? Whoa.
Wait a minute.
Whoa,
the
banana OG is the
sativa-dominant.
But it's Barry.
We finally did it. We broke the barrier.
Yeah.
Accidentally smoked a bunch of indica. Indica dominant.
Oh, yeah, because the sativa is supposed to be the chill out.
No,
right?
I know, but.
Sativa is what we always smoke on the show. And people are like, quit being sativa snobs. Quit being snobs and not doing indica. Yeah. And I'm like, it's not snobby. It's just indica makes me sleepy. You know, I'm honest about it. But anyway, we just smoked some. Great.
I feel applejacked.
Yeah. Ooh, applejacked.
Well, this has got a little bit of both. So, the banana OG we haven't smoked, but they say it's
like eight more puffs.
Sweet smelling. They call it sweet smelling. Let's see. Right about that.
Oh, you just did that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very sweet smelling. I like that. They say some reviewers on Leafly have used this for seizures.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, also for stuttering.
Having,
use it for stuttering.
Okay.
Wow.
Didn't have while
that's cool.
Wait, really? You
quickly.
Oh, God.
Just take it. Just take it. Come
that
on.
That would be
take
great
it.
If that worked.
It's windy.
You can make me get up.
I'm going to have a butane lighter. Yeah, this is nice. It fits perfectly in your hand.
And then some.
And then some, yeah. It looks, it's very, you know, it's like, it's a good advertisement right there.
It is.
The earth, you know, it's like earth.
Advertisement.
It's so delicate. The Berry White is what we've been smoking.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like it.
Because it makes you want to be Berry White.
I love Berry White.
Berry White.
How about that album with the shirt off on the cover?
He did that?
Are you?
You're thinking of Luther Vandross.
No, not Barry White. Wait.
Wait a minute.
Barry White. Quite heavy.
Now you're, wait, the more you say Barry White, the less I know.
Barry White.
Barry White. Barry White.
Hell no.
Elbow.
Who
Elbow.
Am I singing?
Listen to this.
Oh, babe. My darling. Who is that?
Say that. Sing it again.
What? Name Barry White's Start it
again.
Biggest song.
Sing it again. Sing it again.
Whoa, babe. You're 1, 2, 3 times. I don't know.
Two times a
day. Oh my God, who am I fucking thinking of? Who sings this song? I'm going to get to the bottom
anyway,
of it.
Anyway, Barry is an
tweet
indica.
It, then she'll
tweet it. I'm going to tweet it.
Indica dominant hybrid. Yeah. And it gives you an upbeat mood that may lead to conversation and creative pursuits.
Oh, that's cool.
So up is down and left is right tonight. I don't know what to make of any of this. All I know is I feel good and high.
Yeah.
And that's a good place to be.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
But let's hear it once again, our friend James Adomian with the theme song for, this is Pot Quiz Hop Shot.
Whoa.
I thought you might like that.
That's heavy. That's like an audio logo.
Yeah, wow.
It's really fun.
People
kind of, some people freak out more over it usually. You guys are pretty chill.
I don't know.
I think we had a very positive
over that
reaction.
Suddenly,
I was pretty favorable.
I was pretty
that guy did make
it. I was into
noise.
It.
I was
like,
really
while it was happening, I was
funny.
Into it. I wasn't
Me too.
Even like,
I was like,
did I like that? No.
It was
I
kind of
it.
Like a hyper version of Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Seinfeld. I did the under the hoodie bass.
Yeah. Definitely. That was like the laziest. The laziest.
I think an alien's about to come out of your.
I think there's
an alien inside of you.
It's just a keyboard bass sound, and a guy on a bender bar is just like bam 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 wham bam.
Seinfeld,
you
mean?
Like, that's it. Yeah.
Seinfeld.
Yeah,
that was a voice.
And then someone going.
What?
Yeah,
was that?
I know. They like paid someone to.
Okay,
hold on. Slightly thinking
louder.
About that.
Yeah,
they,
much
they
louder.
No,
somebody that's good at it.
Any music.
They didn't hire me,
just
Reggie.
The guy.
Just the guy.
I was
do you think he's mad
too.
Rich?
Oh, he's mad rich.
Do you think they just
paid?
I think they just paid residuals.
I love that we paid that
pop
quiz hop shot thing twice.
Sorry.
I haven't asked him anything.
Sorry,
yeah, let's do that. Let's do it.
Let's do the quick one, you guys.
That's hysterical.
See if you guys know, these are Urban Dictionary definitions, the Urban Dictionary, so figure out what these things mean. I have a feeling you'll be good at this, or at least creative.
Urban Dictionary.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What's a... Oh. Don't be careful around my gun.
Do we huddle up and then tell it to you?
No, you can just yell shit out.
We like
what's our huddle?
We're like,
I need you to huddle up. We're gonna do Family Feud. Let's bring in the other team.
Please.
I want to kiss all
Please
of them.
Please let that happen. All right.
What's an airplane bath?
Oh, easy.
Is it?
I don't know. An airplane bath?
Airplane bath.
Okay.
You mean what
Urban
is the
Dictionary?
Should we guess?
Yeah, what does that mean? When you, I'm going to go have an airplane bath. What does it mean you're going to do?
Okay, my first inclination was, you know how there's like some fucking scary ass thing that drops out of a plane?
Shit. Blue
okay.
shit.
Yeah. I like where you're shit. Going. It's not what shit. I'm looking at, demon. But I like it.
Blue
yeah, like
shit.
Someone got killed on an episode of Six Feet Under by one of these things.
Ew.
You guys know?
Right, sure.
I see
it's like a
shit.
Creature?
No. It's, like, it's airplanes drop like
that's
waste,
what an airplane
it, like,
bath is getting
and
killed by one of those
when
things?
You get killed by that, yeah.
Okay. I don't think that would happen often enough to have an Urban Dictionary.
I have heard of that, but...
Mine is washing,
so that's what you think it is.
Washing your armpits on an airplane bathroom is
okay.
my guess.
Yeah,
oh,
I'm
that's like
somewhere.
A much more obvious
thing. While using paper towels. While using the towels.
Sure.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, I'm going to give you guys the complete answer when we get back. We'll be right back.
Jazz. There can be nothing greater than love that you're giving for all the time. You can see your eyes. You gotta.
One taste of the voice to flow. Push the button and you see that flow. Get up, but you can't get down. You take it on, but you walk in the clown. You get down, open fly. Hope it fails in the morning it come. Open doors, see where it go. See the hallway, see how it flow.
In this situation that you can't get through, notice it's the perfect thing to get you tuned to the absolution of a newfound world. It's time you try your.
Hey, we're back with the. Oh, you've probably been dying to know the answer to the question. What's an airplane bath?
Oh, I can't look.
Ilana was very close with the. She was halfway home with the armpits, but according to the Urban Dictionary definitions, airplane bath is a quick method of cleaning by wiping under each wing and the tail.
Ew.
Meaning
ew.
The armpits and the crotch region.
Ugh, is, got it.
Yes.
Like a horse.
Can
bit.
Someone just write in what a new slang is on our on this?
Next week's show, we'll conquer one more of these, and it will be the cheerleader effect. Next week. On an all new. All right, now you guys, you seem really high, so we're going to, my friend Gabe is going to do a magic trick for you, and I'm going to get out of the way for a second.
Holy oh, fuck, dude. Nice.
Yeah, this is what you have to watch. It's game time.
It's so fun.
Hi.
Good, how are you doing?
Good, thanks. I've got this little notebook here. Mm. It's blank. I'm going to draw a sort of a crystal ball in here, like this.
Okay.
All right. Alana, I want you to write the name of a card inside that ball. If it's like a, if it's a number card, write the number, and if it's like a court card, a jack or a king, just write the letter of that.
And wait, then, say it again? Sorry, what?
If it's a number card, then write the number, and if it's like a jack or a queen or a king, just write a J or a Q or a K.
Okay. And then I do the symbol, right? One of the four.
Yeah, just draw the symbol.
Draw an A for ace. I mean, if it is one,
it
don't
is
say.
It's a confusing thing to do. I was like, a card.
Oh. That's
should
a
we
great
look?
One.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
And
yeah,
that's to, good. Show it to you this camera it. Over here once the you're done. For
well, I
want
to see. Can I see
crazy.
It?
Oh! I can't believe it told him.
All right.
Okay. You got it?
Gotcha.
Close the notebook up.
Okay. That'd be great if it was just clear.
Reggie, I gave you a deck of cards earlier. Would you mind taking out the deck
whoa,
of cards?
Oh, before the show started?
Yeah.
What? Plant.
Where's your...
I actually...
Those were in his hair?
I actually turned over one no. card before the show started.
Shut up. Please. Stop it.
What's the card you wrote down?
Come on.
You tell us.
You're freaking me out.
What
yeah,
was
you
it
tell
actually?
Us.
Shut up.
How?
What?
You know, and in my head, I swear to you, in my head, I was like four of spades in my head. So you weren't reading my thoughts.
No.
I think that... I don't fucking
like, immediately, it's just like, how was it done?
Nice now, that's magic work. Wait, how
that
is that...
That was great. I like that we just skipped over that the amazing part.
That scared
how's it mechanically
me.
Done?
That scared me.
It's great.
Ooh, he left, chilling, it, he left his magic, evil magic behind.
Chilling.
Don't touch it, Reggie.
Is it like
chilling,
an, chilling, is it like a
don't cheat.
IPhone? Yeah, that's what it was, yeah. I forgot what it was.
Like, I was thinking
wait,
four of spades, and
that
I, but I drew a diamond. He knew... The hand thing versus...
What do you mean, the hand thing?
I don't know. He knew one aspect of it, but not the brain one.
Yeah, right. You say, yeah, this, okay.
He got
you
know, all not, of it.
You're
he wasn't listening to my thoughts.
You could see Reggie Watts on season three of Comedy Bang Bang very soon on the IFC network. And he's also one of the founding fathers of the Jash Network, which I'm grateful to because that's where this show is. And Abby and Ilana, Broad City, Wednesdays at 10:30. So if you're watching this now, that would be tomorrow night. And if you're watching this tomorrow, it'll be tonight. Yeah.
Figure that out.
Yeah.
That's great.
But Wednesdays really in good. General, you should just watch my show in the afternoon or early evening, depending on your time zone. And then check out Broad City several hours later. And Broad City Live Comedy Tour kicks off March 4th in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Check for dates and tickets at ComedyCentral.com. Comedy Tours. Yeah, that's all your stuff. My stuff is Getting Dug with High live at Largo. Returns February 18th to Largo in L.A. on La Cienega. Use discount code GETDUG if you go to largo-la.com. I'll be doing stand-up at the Slingshot Festival in Athens, Georgia on Saturday, March 22nd. Yeah, I hear that's where they're going to shoot me into the air, and then I'm going to try to tell a joke.
Really?
Yeah, I got to think of a really short one.
What?
I'm a chair.
I got to get a super, super, super short joke.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And DougLovesMovies.com for all my tour dates. As Reggie hits the fun gun.
Black & Decker.
One more time, the Black & Decker fun gun.
Black & Decker fun gun. Black & Decker
Let's get them. Get them as a sponsor. I hear a rumor that Vape Exhale's coming back soon, so they've got a new product we're going to try. And thank you again to all three of my guests for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank
you.
Doing this.
Amazing.
Yeah.
People generally, with TV shows, don't want to do this. They think it's going to jeopardize their gig.
We didn't think about that.
I think all it does is people know.
Sorry to bring that up now. Thanks for letting me ruin the good thing you've got going.
I think that Comedy Central brought us here.
Yeah. This is their idea. Comedy Central loves it.
Really do this show. It would be really good.
See you next Wednesday.